Dust and the intrinsic spectral index of quasar variations, hints of finite stress at the innermost stable circular orbit, by John R. Weaver et al. We present a study of 9,242 spectroscopically confirmed quasars with multi-epoch Ubris photometry from the SDSS Southern Survey. By fitting a separable linear model to each quasar's spectral variations, we decompose their five-band spectral energy distributions into variable, disk, and non-variable, host galaxy, components. In modeling the disk spectra, we include attenuation by dust on the line of sight through the host galaxy to its nucleus. We consider five commonly used attenuation laws, and find that the best description is by dust similar to that of the Small Magellanic Cloud, inferring a lack of carbonaceous grains from the relatively weak 2175AA absorption feature. We go on to construct the composite spectrum for the quasar variation spanning 700 to 8000AA. By varying the assumed power law L nu nu caret alpha spectral slope, we find a best fit value alpha equals 0.71 plus or minus 0.02, excluding at high confidence the canonical L nu nu caret 1/3 prediction for a steady state accretion disk with ATR minus 3/4 temperature profile. The Bloor spectral index of the observed quasar variations instead supports the model of Mummery Balbus, in which a steeper temperature profile, TR minus 7/8, develops as a result of finite magnetically induced stress at the innermost stable circular orbit extracting energy and angular momentum from the black hole spin. This was Dust and the Intrinsic Spectral Index of Quasar Variations, Hints of Finite Stress at the Innermost Stable Circular Orbit, by John R. Weaver et al.